Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast and beyond, This Week in America. Flowers Speak by Reverend Lorraine Applin is a channeled book bringing a message from the energy of flowers to our wonderful planet Earth. The message is direct and easy to reflect on, very clear. It's like, this is the way it is, so get your act together. It's easy to pick up time and time again till understanding dawns. Reverend Lorraine was introduced to the spirit way of life by an elderly friend when she was going through a traumatic time in her life. She was guided to attend a meditation group and from there went on to hands-on healing, receiving messages, and channeling. Lorraine became a reverend in 1992. Spirit has now been guiding her to share messages through book form. And the result is Flowers Speak. And author Reverend Lorraine Applin is our guest from Australia on This Week in America. Reverend, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here.
This is such an interesting topic, and I've been looking forward to having this chance to talk with you about your book, Flowers Speak. Where did this book begin? When did you get the idea for this?
It started, I guess, back in 2004 when I won a little camera, the Sony Cyber shot camera, in a competition. And I got really hooked on taking pictures around the garden, and that camera wore out and I progressed to better and better cameras, and I would take photos of the birds and animals and insects and things. And then when I had a collection of flowers, birds, the idea just popped into my head. It was just there. And it took me a while to sort of settle into it. And then the channeling just, I would sit quietly and the words would just come through. So really, I don't think of myself as an author because it all came from spirit.
You know, it's interesting. You are a talented author with the help of the spirit, I guess, but you've done such a wonderful job in this book, Flowers Speak, and a very gifted photographer as well. I love the cover of the book, Flowers Speak. The Reverend's website is RevLorraineApplin.com, and we'll give you that throughout the program. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places, and links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Reverend, in putting this book together, what may be some of your favorite memories related to this book? Are there some that maybe stand out above the others?
No, there's a photo of a sunflower there. And I love that flower in particular because it seems to move. It reminds me of the flower of life. Symbols, because it has the Fibonacci system and it's just amazing how the rows of the seeds in the center, they just look like they're moving. And I took that flower in my own garden, that photo.
Oh, very nice. This book will give you an appreciation of what is around us that sometimes we take for granted living in this hectic world that we live in, to slow down and to look around. The book is Flowers Speak by Reverend Lorraine Applin, A-P-L-I-N. Her website, RevLorraineApplin.com. We've got that on our website. Book available wherever books are sold. What was the main inspiration behind this book? What was the motivating factor that got you to put this book together and to share with people worldwide?
There's some very interesting and important points that the flowers make, very important spiritual points. And I think people really don't understand about spirit and how it works. Many people even deny that spirit exists, and yet Jesus said spirit is life. And every single life form is alive because of spirit. Spirit is life. It's the creating force of all that is. Planets have spirit, and the tiniest creatures on Earth to the largest animal, whales and elephants, they all have spirit energy, which gives them life. And in humans, we come here, we are the physical body for our spirit. And as spiritual beings living a physical life, we come on a spiritual journey, it's like a school, and we have lessons, we learn our lessons, and we graduate like from step to step.
Oh, yes.
Until eventually at some stage we raise ourselves up to Christ consciousness, and then we don't have to come back if we don't want to.
Now, that's interesting, and I love the analogy with school, and unfortunately probably many of us are held over for a year or two in school and it not advanced to the to the next level. But for those of us fortunate to do that, this is it really brings into focus what the Reverend Applin is talking about, Inner Book Flowers Speak. What word or phrase would you use to describe this book? If someone asked you to briefly describe Flowers Speak, how would you do that?
To me, it's like a poetry. She said, how did you get it to flow? And I said, well, I didn't, because it's a channeled message. But to her, it just flowed like poetry. And maybe it does. I don't know. I never thought about that.
Well, it's interesting. Do you sense the spirit is with you as you're taking your pictures, as you're writing this book, Flowers Speak? Did you sense that the spirit was with you, helping you as you were doing this process?
No, I didn't. I think I was so excited about some of the flowers.
Oh, yes.
They seem to have a light about them. And yeah, that's amazing too.
Mm. Reverend Lorraine Applin, APLIN, is our guest on the program. Her website is RevLorraineApplin.com. Book available wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any of those. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What is coming up for you in the near future? What are you working on now?
Well, I guess I'm just waiting. My main interest has always been with the healing aspect of spirit. But I often find myself talking to people, and sometimes they're not interested and they'll turn their head. And other times I've had people say that they could listen to me all day. But I'm hoping that in the near future I can get back to doing healing work. A lady told me recently that there is another book, and just sitting quietly here one day, the thought popped into my mind that it will be a prayer book for children.
Oh, very nice.
And using animals as if like a koala, a kangaroo, and maybe a whale. I have photos of all those already, but I feel that will be how it goes along.
that would be an exciting project geared towards younger people. If you're just joining us on the program, our guest is Reverend Lorraine Applin, A-P-L-I-N, coming to us from Australia on This Week in America, the reference to the kangaroos. We don't have a whole lot of those here. She has plenty of those there, and we can enjoy the pictures, hopefully, in the new book she's working on. This book is Flowers Speak. You'll find it wherever books are sold. Reverend, what do you think people can expect after reading your book? When they finish Flowers Speak, what do you hope the takeaway is for the reader?
Well, I hope that the pertinent points touch something in them and make them look around, because every thought is a prayer. So whether we have negative thoughts or positive thoughts, according to Mother Mary, that is all prayer. And our negative thoughts build up in our etheric body, which is the first body, spiritual body, outside our physical body. And when the negative thoughts build up to a certain point, they manifest as an illness in our body. And if people understand that and try to word sentences in a positive way, you know, there will come a point one day when there will be less illness around, especially those illnesses that we call disease, cancer being the most prominent one. Yes. In my mind, because that happened to me, and I was very fortunate that I understood straight away what my thought pattern was, and I was able to clear that. And that wonderful. And natural methods cleared it within about 6 weeks.
That's amazing. So you are doing fine now?
Oh, yes. Yes, thank you.
Very good. Well, you sound good, and you're touching so many people with your message and with the beautiful book that you've put together, Flowers Speak, by Reverend Lorraine Applin, A-P-L-I-N. Are there any resources, maybe even advice, that really helped you on your journey that you could share with us that would be helpful for all of us?
Well, especially at this time that we're in, this last few years, with so much negativity and illness, if people could think to ask for help and ask for guidance. I was over in America in 1988 for a little while at a son's wedding, and while I was there, I stayed with a lady, and one day, just sitting quietly in her lounge room, I grabbed a pen and pencil, as I could feel somebody with me, and it was Mother Mary. And part of the main part of her message was for people to ask for help and guidance. And she said, is that too hard to do? You know, it's not hard, really. Maybe some people feel silly, but I've had too much happen in my life the last 40 years. Too many examples to mention where I've had spirit help. And then as we grow and understand that it is real, and I got into meditation, as you mentioned, and through continual meditation, that's when we can tune in and get this help. Some people see, and some people hear. I'm more a hearer than see. I don't see spirit often. And one lady said to me, you're lucky. She said, I can see spirit, but I don't know what they want or what they're trying to tell me about. So I feel very blessed in many, many ways. for the help that I've had. Because when I was diagnosed with cancer back in 2013, Archangel Michael came and he's very loud. He speaks very loud. And he said to me, have the operation and that's that. Well, the medical people told me that I needed a second operation and I had it, even though I didn't feel that it was necessary, that there wasn't anything there. And unfortunately, I did go ahead and I was proved right. And a friend also said, you don't have any more cancer cells. And she also said, and you don't have radiation in your system. Now, we all have radiation, pick it up from phones and electricity and all sorts of things. And you can ask spirit to take radiation up to the light. That's part of the theta healing system.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I had confirmation from a lady that was a colour healer. So that was lovely to have that, because I just cleared the radiation the night before. And it's recommended that we do that once a week.
Interesting. Such a remarkable story. Our guest coming to us from Australia is the Reverend Lorraine Applin. Her book is Flowers Speak. Her website is RevLorraineApplin.com. And all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A few minutes left in the program. You've done so much and touched so many lives, impacted in a positive way so many people. What do you consider some of your biggest accomplishments in your career so far? And I'm sure there have been many. Maybe it's difficult to ask what to focus on one, but you have to feel a sense of satisfaction, gratification in helping people. Because I guess maybe that would be it. The ability to help people you've talked about several times. Is that one of the biggest accomplishments, that you're able to use your knowledge and help other people?
Yeah, well, I've done so many different courses, different ways of healing over the years. I think the most in-depth one would probably be theta healing that Vianna Stubel brought out to the world quite some years ago. I learnt that over in Perth in about 2009, and it was quite an in-depth course over a period of 3 weeks from 9 to 5. And on a Friday afternoon from 4 to 5, some people would be allowed in, and those of us that were learning the technique had to sit in a semicircle, and the people would choose who they wanted to help them. Well, the second and the third time, this man chose me, and then again later the next week. It turned out he'd been abused as a boy. Mm. And he was like a middle-aged man, and apparently he hadn't been able to get help anywhere else, and just gently ask and dig questions, I guess, but I can't, so long ago. But then apparently after the second time, he told the teacher that I was very good, and it helps as a healer. It helps when you get good feedback, because it's like it's all mental and emotional when you're doing spiritual work.
Yes.
And there's nothing physical that you can see to guide you that you've been of help.
That would have to make
sometimes
you... Yes, I'm sorry, finish that thought, because that's so important. I'm just trying to sense the feeling you would have in helping this person who really didn't find too many people that were able to help him.
It is, but most of the work I've done for the last few years has been distant healing, because I haven't been able to travel very far, and my husband isn't well, so I don't like to leave the house in case he falls. So I concentrate on distance healing and doing spiritual work. You know, I've sent healing to America, in England, and other places.
Well, you're reaching out through... I'm sorry, finish, please.
Well, spiritual energy can just go any distance, so it helps the people, and sometimes you hear them say something if they get in touch with you, and it just tells you that there's been an improvement on some level somewhere.
Ah, that has to be very rewarding. So even though Reverend Lorraine is in Australia and most people listening are not, can be able to help. And she's doing that through her book, Flowers Speak. And her website is RevLorraineApplin.com. And you can get information there and follow her and look to her for guidance and healing as you go through all of the issues in your life. The book is Flowers Speak. Reverend Lorraine, thank you for joining us on the program today. I know it's quite early in Australia as we're doing this. It's like yesterday here for us and tomorrow for you. So it's a whole world of difference between here and there. Thank you for spending some time with us. Hopefully we can do this again. Congratulations on the success of Flowers Speak and the many, many people you've impacted in a very positive way. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks ever so much, Rick. Thank you for the opportunity.
It has been our pleasure. Our guest once again, Reverend Lorraine Applin, A-P-L-I-N. The book is Flowers Speak. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Our thanks to PanCultureSolutions.com for arranging our interview with Reverend Lorraine in Australia today. And our website, once again, RevLorraineApplin.com. You'll find all of this on our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.